Hello, 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 and welcome to this edition of the Jolly Heretic. President Trump is back in power in the US, and it is going to have a significant influence on Britain and a significant influence on Western Europe, at least. What we are seeing is a minor right-wing backlash, a minor conservative backlash, as I have discussed before. If you push people too far in terms of wokeness, in terms of the moral foundations of equality and harm avoidance, then their group-oriented foundations of obedience to authority, of in-group loyalty and of sanctity of tradition are not met. They feel dysphoria. There will be chaos. And eventually it goes too far, far too far, and you have a right-wing backlash. But the problem is, it is so important not to be decadent. It is so important not to rest on your laurels. It is so important to never, ever think, never, ever believe that you have power. Because we are already seeing the attempt by the left to undermine this. And this is most obvious, a sign of the tactics to come. Is seen in the sermon at Washington, the inaugural prayer service at Washington National Cathedral after Trump became president. And that is what I want to talk about today, the tactics which this bishop used and the tactics which the left will use to try to subvert the gains that could potentially be made by those that are actually, you know, not mutants. Before I do that, could you please, please, please subscribe? Could you subscribe here on the Jolly Heretic? And could you leave a like? And could you leave a comment? And all that sort of thing, because it really, really helps if you do that with the algorithm and all that sort of thing. And also, could you subscribe to my Substack? That's jollyheretic.com, where I put all the most based content, where I put stuff I don't dare put here, where I put vlogs, where I put interviews in person, I put films I've made, all kinds of stuff. And where, if you like what I do, you can support for the cost of a pint of beer a month, and where you can also watch my Monday live streams, which is 7 p.m. UK time. Okay, back to the video. So, what have we got? Let's look at what we've got. This is a very, very important thing that's happened. Trump is known for being unorthodox. Trump is known for not playing by the niceties. Trump is known for not playing by the rules. That is why in his presidential address when he was inaugurated, he essentially humiliated Biden and Harris in front of everybody and in detail went through all the terrible things they've done and what he's going to do about it. You're not meant to do that. That's not the rules of the game. That's not how political nicety works. Because of that, the left feel emboldened to do the same thing to him. So you would expect at Washington National Cathedral, the bishop of Washington, D.C., to not make her speech particularly political. But she feels that she can do that, this woman, this Marianne Edgar Budd, she feels that she can do that because, of course, Trump is prepared to do the same thing. And it was fascinating that she did, because, of course, she showed us very clearly the tactics that are going to be employed. When the left have been confident in, or reasonably confident, because they're never ever quite confident in power, that's their genius, they're Machiavellian, they're obsessed with power, and therefore they never quite feel, they don't feel a sense of being in control of the world, and therefore they never quite feel they're in power, and so they're always fighting for more and more power, because they genuinely believe, even when they are in power, that they are not fully in power, and that really it's some imaginary group of conservatives from the 1950s that are somehow still in power. That's their genius, they're Machiavellian, they're constantly striving after power and believing they don't have it. Whereas people on the right are the opposite. People on the right have a sense of agency, have a feeling of being in control of the world, feel reasonably happy and mentally stable, and therefore don't have a need to strive for power. Whereas people that are mentally unstable, i.e. leftists, as has been shown in numerous studies, those people, because they're mentally unstable, they fear people, they fear the world, they're frightened of things, and so they have a desire to take control of it and take power, and they never, ever quite feel they are in power. But the main tactic they have employed, because they are mentally unstable and they fear a fair fight, the main tactic that they have employed to get into power and then to stay in power is virtue signalling, is morality signalling, is asserting that the good thing, equality is good. It is a more important than anything, more important even than truth. And harm avoidance is good. It is more important than anything, more important even than truth. And that they are the ultimate believers in the importance of equality and the importance of harm avoidance. People, though, on the right, they believe that equality and harm avoidance are important, because they are important. If you're part of a pack, and we are, of course, pack animals, then there has to be some concern for equality so that you get your fair share, and so that the pack is not full of resentment and so on. And there has to be some concern with harm avoidance so that you don't get harmed, and also so that, again, that the pack is not felt to be exploited and full of resentment. But there also, because we are a pack, has to be concerned with the group-oriented moral foundations of in-group loyalty, of obedience to authority, and of sanctity versus disgust, because sanctity tends to sanctify that which is good for the group and taboo that which is bad for it. Conservatives are concerned with all five moral foundations. Liberals are only concerned with two. And this means that conservatives will always cede ground, or almost always, cede ground to liberals, because there is asymmetric empathy. Liberals are able to manipulate conservatives in a way that is not the case the other way round, because liberals are not concerned with conservative concerns. So this is what happens until you have a society that's so unbalanced, in which there is so much dysphoria, in which there is so much chaos, in which we are under so much threat, in which truth is suppressed to such a degree that things go completely wrong, that then you get a right-wing backlash. And this is what happened in the 1980s, mainly due to AIDS and the Soviet Union, a right-wing backlash. And this may be what is happening now, a right-wing backlash. And evidence for the fact that that's happening, evidence for the fact that the mood has changed and the general feeling is that it has just gone too far, is that people like Mark Zuckerberg, who essentially have no morality and are just concerned with money, have noticed the way the wind is blowing and have accepted it and are now slightly signalling towards being right-wing. For example, by abolishing fact-checkers. And imitating with regard to community notes what Elon Musk has done on Twitter. So this is the fact that extremely wealthy, influential, perceptive, intelligent people have got on board with this is showing you that this is probably a genuine right-wing backlash. This is a shift, to some extent at least, in the spirit of the age towards being more group-oriented. Now, the problem is that there is a tendency among right-wing people, though I think not among left-wing people, to be decadent, to think, oh, it's all fine now, to rest on their laurels. Even Elon Musk asserted that, oh, he's put woke away, he's achieved what he wanted. No, never, ever, ever think like that. That is why right-wing people lose power. Right-wing people think they have power even when they don't. Because they have a sense of agency and they have a sense that all's okay with the world and they have a sense that everything's good in the end and they just basically want to grill. And so they don't strive for power because they're mentally stable. And when they do get it, then they lose it because they just think they've got it. Never believe you've got power. And this sermon at Washington National Cathedral by this bishop, Episcopal Bishop Budd, has given us a fascinating insight into what their tactics are going to be. Trump has asserted that basically illegal immigrants are going to be deported. Birthright citizenship is going to be abolished to avoid the concept of anchor babies, i.e. you come into America pregnant, give birth, your child is therefore American, you have a right to stay. And he asserts there are only two genders, male and female. I wish he'd gone further and asserted there are only two genders, male and female, and they are defined chromosomally. But that is what he did. He's done loads of other interesting things, which we can look at in a minute, but that is what he did. Now, they know, they're intelligent enough, left-wing people, at least at an unconscious level, and they are highly intelligent, on average more intelligent than conservatives, to know. They've spent the last however many years virtue signalling and signalling about equality and harm avoidance, and people have had enough. And they have virtue signalling fatigue. They've had it, and they know where this virtue signalling and harm avoidance signalling and equality signalling has got us to. It's got us to the grotesque chaos of the George Floyd riots.
Are you ready for the future of the West?